Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
R.A. Star on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Coco Jones and Anita also on the song Woman Commando. 8:33, that's your time. Thank you so much once again for choosing us. The NSK and Shaquan is on your radio. Speaking of being on the radio, we also have someone else that's joining us right now to have a frank and open conversation.
Yeah.
About politics, about democracy, and about the youth vote. Seeing that we are voting on the 27th this year in November.
Yes.
PR and marketing manager for the social enabled education organization in the country, Christine Shajinyenga, joins us today. Good morning, Christine. How are you doing today?
Good morning, guys. I am doing well. How are you?
We are great. It's so refreshing to actually have someone in studio on a Monday morning who's ready and just looks so radiant.
Yes,
so
partner, smiling and stuff.
I know.
Technically, I'm not a morning person.
You're
but
not.
I'm here, so yeah.
You actually, like, she looks like she's a
morning
person.
You look like a morning person. Oh, your edges are alive. I'm here for it.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, where are you from?
I am originally from Wolfish Bay.
Thank you.
You're from Wolfish Bay?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a coastal hand.
Yeah.
Where did you finish school?
No, I'm just saying this so that he has that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I'm a biner.
Yes.
For real?
Yeah.
Yes.
Primary school, I went to Tutaleni Primary
School. Okay,
Tutaleni,
that's where Mr. Damaseb was your principal.
Definitely, yes.
That is literally my second father.
Yeah.
Okay, and then high school?
High school, I went to the International School.
International School, okay, yes. Okay.
So,
okay.
I got a scholarship after.
So, in that moment, in 2020, 2021, you were voted as?
We
need to have this moment.
I was voted as junior mayor.
You were voted as the junior.
Yes.
Shaquan, when I tell you, man, as binars, man, there's something, man. There's something. Look at this generation just coming out and just shining.
You're welcome.
Do you understand?
And one thing about us from the coast, wherever we go, we take up spaces.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes, we do.
That's true.
Yeah. Now you're in the capital. You're on Fresh FM. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Christine, welcome. Now I'm at my happiest now.
Yes, yes. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, Christine, talk to us about Social Enabled Education Namibia. What are you guys? What is it that you do? What's your story? What's your agenda?
Okay, so Social Enabled Education Namibia is a non-profit organization that advocates and empowers young people into leadership positions through civic education, basically.
Uh-huh.
So we are more of an organization that is focused on voter education, civic education, empowering young people to vote, why it's important to vote, and everything around that. Yeah.
And how long have you guys been around?
We have been around since 2019.
Since 2019.
Yes.
You know what? I'll be very honest with you, Christine. Bo Shaquan and I, we had no idea that you guys even existed.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure whether it's a part of ignorance on our end or whatever the case may be, but we are happy that we know of your existence
now.
I'm glad you do now.
Yeah.
Been around for a while.
Yeah. No. Yeah. 2019, clearly.
Yes.
Before COVID. So shout out to Jonas Mambo for the hookup. Seriously, because I was watching the program that he was on with that you featured on, and I was highly impressed with the work that you guys do and the points that you brought across. Talk to us about the youth vote for this year, because I mean, there's a lot of TikTok clips that are going viral right now. There's a lot of tweets going viral in terms of you know, the young folks saying, like, listen, I'm not gonna vote. Who am I voting for? Like,
why should I vote?
Why should I vote?
Yeah.
Like, what's this voting thing that you talk about?
I think right now at the moment, young people have voter apathy, which is a lack of interest in the electoral process. Like, they're like, I don't want to vote. There's no reason for me to vote because of certain issues that we are facing in the country, because they feel like there's an ineffectiveness in the government. They feel like the government are not speaking to them. They feel like the government are not really in power for them. So it's basically a thing of, I don't want to vote because there's no point in me voting. I don't see any change happening in our country. Hence why what's the point of me standing in a long line just for there not to be change in the next 5 years? So yeah, I think that's where we are right now. But I think there has been progress over the years in the electoral process with young people voting. This year, I feel like there has been a majority of young people that have registered to vote. So I think we aren't where we want to be, but we are going to get there soon.
Okay, yeah. But obviously speaking on the work that you do, why is it so important for the youth's voice to be heard during this process?
I think for us as young people, we need to realize the power that we hold, especially with the current census that came out recently. 71% of the country is youth. And I think that in all just shows how much power we have. That if we actually step up, show up, and decide to exercise our democratic right, there will be an influence or at least a change into the country or the Namibia we want to see in the future.
Let me ask you this, Christine. You said voter apathy, youth voter apathy, and that you know, why should we vote is pointless. You know, the issues or the government of the day is not really speaking to us. The political establishment is not really appealing to us. Things are not going to change. It has not changed in a while. How many times have you voted before?
This will be your first.
And I'm so excited. Oh my
right?
Okay. So check this out. Let's just, you know what? Based off on you, right? Let's assume as a good percentage of the youth that's also going to vote for the first time, right? And so my question now is, If there are certain quarters of the youth that are saying that things are not going to change, things are still the same, how can they claim that that's the case if they never voted before, though?
That's the thing. But then you see, there are some youth that have voted before. Let's say they voted for the first time in 2019. So I think that was their first time voting. And once they voted, the next 5 years, they're like, ish, what is this? Youth unemployment rate is skyrocketing. And you're here, you're like, ish, okay, if I voted before and I haven't seen any change at all, not even progress at least from where we were, what's the point of me going to stand in that line again, voting again, and still ending up with the same results? So there's that percentage of youth, and then there's this first-time voters where they're like, okay, over the past years, our elders have been voting.
Okay. Yeah.
Every year or every election year, they have been voting, standing in those lines and whatnot, and then still to this day, after how many years? 34 years of independence.
Yeah.
There hasn't been any progressive change. So they're like, what's the point? Because we have seen it. We have seen people going to vote, but still there's no direct impact that has been benefiting our country. So I think that is where the youth are standing at right now. Not all of them, because we have people like me that are excited.
Yeah, right.
To vote.
Yeah.
So, and I think we are the youth that have to take that step to influence and empower our other young people to see the necessity in voting. So, yeah.
Do you think that, and this is just from my perception, actually, I think that one of the reasons why the youth is a little bit apprehensive in terms of voting is because they are not well informed. So, what would you say are some of the things that, like, the youth of Namibia need to keep in mind in terms of, obviously, why it's necessary to vote? We've covered that. But who to vote for? What do they need to look out for?
I think the one thing they need to look out for is, let's say, for example, the manifestos that the political parties show out.
And I think that's like, do you guys really read those manifestos?
Do
you guys really read it?
We do. And I think also the way political parties throw out those manifestos isn't the appealing to young people.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's the problem.
Okay.
You know? And I think for us as Social Enabled Education Namibia, as soon as they bring out those manifestos, then we can get that document and turn it into a way that is appealing to young people so that they are able to read
to download the information
and understand it from there on. So I think we just need to push for political parties, because for some reason till now those manifestos are not out, and we want to see those manifestos so that we can have an informed decision as to who we are voting for.
Thank you. You know
that,
what? Because I was saying that, look, we are in June, right? Yeah, we've had a rally or two here and there. Star rally here, PDM has had a rally, IPC has had a rally. But you don't really hear what they say.
What they're saying,
there's nothing of context. It's just Viva. Viva.
Yes.
Viva. Okay, Viva then. Okay, issues
not
of the day. Talk to me. What's the solution?
Not
what are you
even
offering?
That, partner. It's how parties are, you know, having their small, and I want to say small because there's not much happening on the streets in terms of their rallies, hey? I don't think they're impactful enough, but also not necessarily stating your manifesto, how you are standing on business, what you're going to do for this country, but more so, but NSK, the tender, and then the money. And then Christine also ate that money.
Exactly.
And then, ooh, do you know what I mean? It's just pinpointing what the other parties did wrong, but not necessarily you taking your stance as to this is what me and my party are standing for and that what we'll bring to the table.
So
it's 5 months away.
So Christine, so now my question to you is this, right? Especially with C, with your organization, Social Enabled Education Namibia. Are you guys also going to play a role in which you perhaps highlight what a party has done in the last 5 years?
Definitely.
Number one.
Yes.
And then number two, also perhaps play the role of fact checking. Because sometimes what happens is, you know, we throw up numbers here to make it look good at a rally or to make it look good in the news.
Exactly.
While it's not factual.
Yeah, I think, and that's why it's very important for us young people to have access to information. The problem is sometimes in this country, access to information is an issue, especially when it comes to it being accessible to all around the country. Because right now in Windhoek, you can have access to certain information, but when you go up north there, people don't know about it. So I think that is very important. And that's why I think it was a month or two ago, there was a presidential debate of some sort.
That was scheduled.
Yeah, that was scheduled.
Girl, what happened?
Guess what happened? Certain political parties did not show up. And I was like, why aren't they showing up? And it's a thing of if you can't even show up to something so simple just to show us why you want to be in power, should we really vote for you?
And how are you going to show up for us
exactly,
for the next 5 years?
Exactly. Something so simple. And we as young people were just thinking, there's no hope, you see. And that's why young people are having voter apathy. Because
I legit thought she was going to say, it's not giving, sorry.
But it's not giving.
But it's not giving.
It's not giving what it's supposed to give.
Yeah. Come on.
Christine, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. I mean, we can talk all day, and you are officially a friend of the show.
Absolutely.
You are going to be back on the show.
Thank you so much.
There's still so much that we need to cover.
Definitely.
Especially the presidential debate. That was a beautiful opportunity just to maybe just take the lead, you know, answer a couple of questions. But they don't want to because...
Don't go there.
Yeah. Christine, thank you so much. Say hi to your colleagues and to you and to the rest of the team.
The amazing work that you're doing.
Shout out to Namibia. Stick around. When we get back, we talk financial breakfast. We've got we will officially announce actually that's our expert on finances when we get back. Stick around, don't go anywhere.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.